Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoub, Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University on the line. Prof, how are you?
Hi, Timon. Well, very well, thanks. I must apologize for last night, but as I said in the previous one, it's really Sod's Law. Everything breaks down now in the lockdown when you can't get hold of people. So it was my my webcam which broke down. But I'm glad that you got a great reception now.
Not as glad as I am, Prof. So I don't want to waste a minute. So let's get to it. You were going to talk to us today about preventions that one should take when going shopping.
Yeah, shopping is an interesting one because that's really the Achilles heel in the social distancing strategy. It's the one activity which, of course, we have to do to get our supplies and to get medicines and food and so on. But on the other hand, it's also the one risk factor which still remains because in the shops, of course, one is exposed to droplets from other people. One's exposed to touching surfaces which may be contaminated. So the shopping enterprise itself is one which we really have to look at quite carefully.
And what are your suggestions, Prof?
I've got Barry Shoub's 8 rules. Can I go through them?
Okay. Please do. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Number one, try and minimize visits to the shops. So this is the time where you really need a shopping list to kind of prepare before you go and to try and minimize those visits. Try and go at a good time where there are likely to be less people around. That's number one. Okay. Number two, the elderly should not go shopping. Now, what you define as the elderly is a little bit stretchy. Some say 65, but certainly from 70 onwards. And this is the opportunity for the children and for the grandchildren to do the shopping for the elderlies. And when I say elderly people over that age group, who are obviously more vulnerable to more, for more severe disease. Okay. Number three, as you go into the shop, many of the shops have prepared, and I must compliment shopkeepers, they've got sanitizers as you go in. It would be a good idea to sanitize your hands. So if there's some remnant of the sanitizing fluid, if you do touch something, it may well inactivate any infectious material. So that's number three, as you go in. Number four, avoid touching your face. Even if you sanitize your hands, hands are vehicles for transmitting infectious agents. So try and avoid touching your face because that's how you may inoculate any infectious material. Right. Number five, as far as possible, social distancing. As I say, many of the shopkeepers have come to the party. They're limiting the number of people going into the shops and thereby limiting social distancing. But try and at least keep a meter away, preferably 6 feet away, as much as you can in the aisles and certainly as you're waiting in the queues to pay at the cashier.
Okay.
Number six is cough etiquette. Please, please, please cover your face if you're coughing, and certainly if you're sneezing, ideally into a tissue and to dispose of it, otherwise into the crook of your elbow. Never into your hand because you're going to contaminate your hands and you could transmit infection to somebody else, or hopefully somebody else has got cough etiquette and you're not going to pick up infection from them. As you go out the shop, this is number seven, sanitize again. And then number eight, when you come home, wash your hands carefully. I don't really think we have to go to the extreme of the desanitizing the packets and so on. If you do feel they want to, that's okay. But you don't really need to blowtorch your cell phone and your credit card.
But should you wash your fruit and veg and those sorts of things? I mean, would that be a good idea to perhaps wash some extra?
We normally kind of rinse fruit and veg to get, just not for coronavirus, but for any other infectious agent and also for any residual pesticides which may be on the fruit and vegetables. I don't think one needs to go beyond that, quite honestly. You know, when one can kind of, try and construct scenarios where there may be infectious material on anything, but I think one really has to kind of minimize that kind of and not get totally obsessive about it.
Prof, I do hear you, and I've made a note of all those 8 of your advice items, and I will type them up, and I will post them on the Chai FM website, because I think that was handy. We don't have much time left, and I wonder if I could just ask you to very, very quickly address. We have spoken about this in the past, but there does seem to be inconclusive discussions about masks. And if you're going shopping, just in a very shortly, in your advice, should you be wearing a mask or not?
Yeah,
whether it's N95 or not.
Yeah, well, certainly not. Well, N95, you really need to be trained how to put it on, how to take it off. And you have to, it has to be fit tested. In other words, it's got to be fit for the face. Sure. It's not just simply a mask that you put on. It's really reserved for healthcare workers who are coming into contact with patients as part of their, you know, personal protective equipment. But the ordinary surgical mask, the face mask, things are changing. Certainly in the early stages of our, of the epidemic, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, all those bodies really said, and I think this is still true, that there's no real evidence that people that who are not infected, uninfected people, it's not going to be effective in preventing infection. There's no evidence for that. And therefore, there was no real advice to wear face masks. I think as more and more people are becoming infected, and of course we often don't know who is infected, they may be infected with clinical symptoms, those people have always been recommended to have a face mask. If someone is infected, then it's always recommended to take to wear a face mask, prevent liberating infectious material into the atmosphere. But now as more and more people are, I think we are moving towards advocating face masks for everybody. I don't think we've reached that stage yet. I know the minister's kind of made a statement that face masks should be worn. So I think we're really, at the moment, I think we're balancing between two things.
Okay.
It's inconclusive. I think there isn't any harm in, but the only problem is this. If one wears a face mask, one has to put it on correctly, take it off correctly. In other words, behind the ears, not touching the front of it, especially when you're taking it off, because you don't want to contaminate
and
your hands.
And dispose of it correctly. Yeah.
And dispose of it correctly. And it must fit all the way around. There's no point having a face mask under the nose. Must fit all the way around from above the nose, all the way around the face to seal off as much as possible.
Prof, we have way exceeded our time, but it was well worth it. Thank you so much. And
Thank you,
let's catch up again same time tomorrow.